This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
I already counted to 10. We're all set, cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. I'm livid. I am absolutely livid. I'll tell you why in just a minute. Tool and die makers. You know, Gwyneth was talking about her father, master engineer in Australia. Well, I went to school with a guy whose parents owned a tool and die shop. It was a small company, very small, family run, and they made tools and dies. And the tool and die makers in the United States and throughout the world are the people who have spent 4 or 5 years minimum learning the concepts, the techniques, so that they can actually go to work, right? So it's measuring, it's precision, it's attention to detail. This is a job that's a really creative job. It's like being an architect, but not only do you design it, you build it. You build it yourself. It's a job of architectural prototyping of machines. And the tool and die makers are the guys and gals who make the tools that make the machines. And they make other tools. And without them, there's no manufacturing. There's no manufacturing, period, without the tool and die makers. Well, we peaked in the number of tool and die makers in around 1981 in the United States of America. We have been in decline of tool and die makers ever since. In 12 years from 1998 through 2010, the number of tool and die makers in the United States has plummeted by 36%. And it's still going down from 2010. It has not recovered. There's no need to have tool and die makers in the United States because China does all of our manufacturing for us. There are people who were in the White House, like William Jefferson Blythe Clinton and his roommate, Hillary, who thought that we don't need to make it. We'll have the Chinese make it. We'll let them do it. We'll do the important stuff like information technology. You can sit at a computer-assisted designing machine and you can build a house. The only thing is, it's on paper. Now, yeah, we've got 3D printers and we can make things with 3D printers. But without tool and die makers, you've got no 3D printers. Get nothing. And we have determined that the building trades in the United States, well, we don't need to do that. We need to learn Microsoft Office. Push mice and hit keys on keyboards. That's what the Department of Education has done. They've destroyed America from within, but they're not alone. It took the entire government of the United States to get to the point where we are. Here's why I'm furious. Even more furious. So yesterday, I asked our son to pick up some mobile Delvac 15W40 diesel engine oil. from Sam's Club. And since it was a curbside pickup, I thought I ordered it online, in stock, paid for it. And I thought, well, since he's there, let's get some bananas. So I want to make banana chips for the potassium. Dehydrate bananas. He got there, came home. 120-mile round trip. No oil. No oil. The minimum wage type person who came out to bring the order to the vehicle said, we don't have the oil. There's only two possibilities. One, somebody stole the oil out of the flat bed that they loaded onto to bring it out to your car or the cart and bought it. Or the store didn't have it and sold something they didn't have, charged me for it, and didn't have it. It's only two possibilities. So that was one of the two Sam's Clubs in Springfield, Mo. I thought, we absolutely, positively need diesel engine oil, or we cannot survive as a farmer. We have to have it. So last night, I went on and I found it at the other Sam's store. And I bought six cases. That's enough for, like, servicing the equipment for possibly a year. Possibly. He went there this morning, early this morning, and guess what? I figured I'd get some more bananas because I'm going to do banana, dehydrate banana chips. He got the bananas. No oil. I'm livid. Two trips, round trips, to Springfield because Sam's Club lies. They lie. And they charge $100 for the premium membership to lie to us. I am livid. It's not like it takes 3 hours to go there and return for bananas. Who do they think they are? They lie on their pricing. They tell you that it's $2 off on dog food. And they don't give you all the $2 back if you buy multiple bags. They lie about that. They lie about their inventory. And who are you going to call? The only thing I can do is lose my temper on the air. And I don't do it very often. But it's necessary. I hope that Sam's Club has its legal beagles and army of lawyers call me, threaten me, because I will expose ad infinitum what they do. They sell things they don't have. And they charge you for it. So they ding my credit card. And then they're going to give me a refund. Our country is falling apart at the seams. Class, no diesel engine oil. You don't get anything. I mean it. Without diesel engine oil, we can't make hay. We can't move hay. We can't feed our cows. No cows, no burgers. And I talked to management, top management, at a large automotive company yesterday. And that's when I learned that the diesel engine oil, 15W40, has been spotty for over a month. So, we blew the whistle, Gwyneth and I, on DEF, diesel exhaust fluid, that new current production, probably for the last almost 10 years or so. Diesel, I don't have one that uses this nonsense. But diesel engines require this or they will not operate. It's urine. Blue dyed urine. And it's required for new diesel trucks, whether they be, you know, light trucks like pickup trucks or over the road rigs to allegedly reduce pollution. The EPA says that they are aware, this is in October 2021, EPA, United States Environmental Protection Agency, their website, diesel exhaust fluid, DEF, sensor shortage updates. EPA is aware of how the global shortage of diesel exhaust fluid sensors is impacting vehicle owners, and we are working diligently with manufacturers to support them in providing solutions. They say you're gonna meet these standards. The manufacturers of the engine say, let's put some urine in the combustion system, emission system. And then there's a shortage of the sensors. And there's a shortage of the fluid. And there's a shortage of diesel engine oil. And grease is out of control in price, where it used to be $1.59 a tube. And now you're lucky if you can get it for $7.99 a tube. Ladies and gentlemen, class.
And they shut down. The harbor plants that make the urea.
Yeah, that make the urea for the diesel exhaust fluid. Yes, the Harvard process. Yes, and we reported on that. Gwyneth and I reported on that a couple months ago. Well, now you're going to hear more about that tomorrow. First-hand information from Kyle. This is serious stuff. I don't know how, even if we had the ultimate desire to farm, it's going to be brutal. I'm not kidding. And for those who like to listen to the news and regurgitate the news and chew on the news, and that's all, those people are going to be in a world of hurt. Gwyneth, back to you.
Yeah. The reason why the world is running out of engineers, my dad said this to me 30 years ago, and he was right. He said that the reason why the world was running out of engineers was because they were dying. He said they're dying because they're all about my age. All of the real true master engineers were all about my dad's age. And he said he was pretty sure that he wouldn't be here in 30 years' time. And if he was, you know, if he hadn't been killed by medical negligence, he probably still would be here. But he wouldn't be engineering anymore because he was born in 1930.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Everybody wants more, and we're all going to see. We're all going to see the destruction. We're all going to see it. There's no fixing it. There's absolutely no fixing it. The only thing we can do is get out of the way. Gwyneth, do you have any comments?
Yeah, that's why I'm not focusing at the moment on fixing my farm truck. And it's why I'm not focused on obtaining or maintaining a tractor. Because I knew all of this was coming down the tubes, that the parts, the diesel engine fluid and everything else would become harder and harder and harder to come by. And I just decided that I didn't want to fight that battle. And that instead, I would put my energy into growing food. As you put it, the hard way, I call it the old-fashioned way, with a spade and with muscle power and, you know, with a fork. And to, instead of obtaining and maintaining a chainsaw that would require fossil fuels and would require hydrocarbon oils, to make sure that I had a good axe you know. And last year, when my son said, okay, Mama, what do you want for Christmas? I said, I can tell you what I want for Christmas, boys. Could you please get me an axe for Christmas? And they said, huh? I said, yes, I need a good axe. I really, really need a good axe. Could you please get me a good axe for Christmas? And so they said, you're all right. Axe it. So they said, okay. So on Christmas morning, I had an axe and a hatchet under the Christmas tree. And I was absolutely delighted. And they came around and we had a bit of a Christmas party. But that was the best Christmas present that they could have possibly gotten me, because my previous axe was having problems. And then as well as the brand new axe, my son said, okay, Mum, well, while I'm here, I'm going to fix your old axe, because he noticed that I had an axe handle. And, you know, he fixed my old axe for me. And that was good, and I really appreciated that. But, yeah, my dad said there's going to be no engineers in 30 years' time, because he looked around and all the engineers of his skill and ability were all about his age, and he said, I'm pretty sure that most of them are not going to be there in 30 years' time. This was 30 years ago when he was 62 years old. And if he was still alive today, he would be 92 years old. It's simple mathematics, and some people can't count. And I look around, and there's not many 92-year-olds around. And the 92-year-olds that are around, that are engineers, are not really working as engineers anymore, except for maybe a few dozen in every country, maybe a dozen, maybe two dozen in each country. And they are the real masters of their art. And they're not training apprentices. There's nobody who wants to be their apprentice. Nobody wants to be the apprentice of these old master engineers to learn everything that they know while they are still walking on this earth. And the funny thing about knowledge is it's so ephemeral. It is in your brain. When you die, brain rots. Your brain becomes mush. Your soul goes to its eternal home. Your body turns to dust and bones in the ground. And all that knowledge goes away unless you teach it to someone.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
If the holiday weekend was any indication, we're in for a rough summer for air travel, with staff shortages and severe weather. Summer travel plans pushing up against the limits of the airline's capabilities to recover from the two-year pandemic. Passengers should be prepared for fewer choices, higher prices, and more delays. Russian troops on Wednesday continued their assault of a factory city targeted in their push to grab a chunk of eastern Ukraine, while President Biden changed his mind and said that he will supply advanced rockets to Kyiv to help it force Moscow to the negotiation table. The long-range rockets have the potential to strike Russian cities. Denmark's largest energy company said Russia cut off its gas supply Wednesday because it refused to pay in rubles, the latest escalation over European energy amid the war in Ukraine. USA Radio News.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
For 60 years, Ted Sams regretted missing his high school graduation. Now 78 years old, Sams can finally call himself a graduate after receiving his diploma Friday with the class of 2022 at Southern California's San Gabriel High School. Back in 1962, when he was a high school senior, Sams got in trouble and was suspended for 5 days before the end of the school year. He said he missed a crucial final exam and had to make it up over the summer. After making it up, the school continued to decline his diploma because he still owed about $5 for a book. This day in history. Flash, June 1, 1779. Benedict Arnold is court-martialed in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Arnold was charged with 13 counts of misbehavior. It's believed this action led to Arnold's more treasonous actions later in life. Flash, 1926. Marilyn Monroe was born in Los Angeles, California. Flash, 1967. The Beatles released Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Writing in the Times of London, the critic Kenneth Tennant called the release of Sgt. Pepper a decisive moment in the history of Western civilization. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Queen of Isaacs is with us live in Australia, and we're celebrating ignorance. America's ignorance, right here on the epicenter of free speech. Unbelievable. Unbelievable what's happening. So the whole family worked together, and we were able to find 10 gallons of diesel engine oil. We were able to find 10 gallons. So it's another, 50-mile round trip to go get it. It'll cost more, and it's not enough to change the oil on all of our tractors. It's a drop in the bucket. And you know what? We are wiping out the entire inventory of one store. One store, all of their inventory, to partially change the oil in our tractors. Can you imagine? And that's because we have the foresight to do it. Imagine those guys who pull the plug, drain the oil, and say, honey, I'm going to town and I'm going to get some oil and put oil in this tractor that I just to refill what I just drained out. And I'm going to get me an oil filter, too. Can you imagine the shape they're going to be in? Hay season's coming up. Hay season is the most brutal thing that, the most brutal event that farmers and their equipment participate in this part of the world. It is hot. It's sticky, it's dusty, it's rough on the engines because of the dust, it's rough on the engines because of the horsepower load, the torque load, it's rough on the equipment because of the weight, it's rough on the equipment because of the heat, the sun's rays, it's rough on the farmers, it's rough on everything. And if you don't have the right engine oil, you're not going to be able to survive. The wrong engine oil can destroy your equipment. And where are you going to get replacement equipment? They don't make old tractors anymore. They stopped making old tractors. The good ones. The ones that the farmers really want. So I'll let you know what happens when I have a little chat with Sam's Club. I'll give you a full report. I expect to be able to do that today. And I don't want to wait till I calm down. I'm not going to take it out on the customer service people, but I will demand compensation. I absolutely will demand compensation. And I'm going to get it. Regardless of what I have to do. Which is another reason why we can't run for president, because we're too busy just trying to survive. I suggest you all start complaining. I mean, it's not just me. These kinds of things are happening to you too, right? CenturyTel can't get us, keep us connected. So I call them and I get $50 credit every time that the internet goes down. Unexpectedly, for half a day or more. I get a $50 credit. I talk to some knowledgeable person in another country. Yep, absolutely. So I've got a $50 credit coming? Absolutely. Except for the fact that I don't get them. So that's two $50 credits that I haven't gotten from CenturyLink, formerly called CenturyTel. CenturyTel was a great company. They merged, and they became incompetent.
I'm crying in the background.
Yeah. Gwyneth, any comments?
There's a film out there, and it's a Japanese film. It's a manga anime film, and I think that it should be required homework for everybody out there. It's based on a true story. It's based on an autobiography of somebody who lived during World War II and just after World War II. And in the manga version, this person dies, but in reality, obviously, they lived because they wrote their story down. But it's also a book that you can buy on the internet in English. It was originally written in Japanese, but has been translated into English. It's called Grave of the Fireflies. You need to read this book. You need to at least watch the manga anime cartoon of the book, because it's about a 14-year-old boy and what he went through during when Japan was losing the war, and all of their, most of their really good engineers signed up for the war effort, many of them were killed, and Japan was plunged into a engineering disaster and stayed there for many, many years after the war. And in the book, the 14-year-old boy starves to death. In real life, he barely survived. He later on, like I say, he wrote down his story. He wrote his autobiography, but unfortunately, his young sister died, starved to death. And it will scare the pants off you, because what we are going to go through will be worse than what this boy went through. I think Setsuko, it will be worse than what Setsuko of Grave of the Fireflies went through. And the video is on YouTube. If you go onto YouTube, you can type in Grave of the Fireflies and you can watch it. You may have to pay for it. You may be able to find a free version with or without subtitles. But you almost don't even need the subtitles, because it's pretty impactful, and what it says goes beyond language. You can tell what's happening just from the pictures. So even if you can only find a Japanese language version, then you need to watch this film. And I have a copy of it on my computer. And when I need to get some inspiration to go out there and do more digging in the garden, when I need a good scare into planting more plants, I go and watch Grave of the Fireflies. And every time I watch it, it really hits home that, you know, that they're gonna have, that people are gonna have a lot of problems. And by the way, if you think that you're okay because you've got stored food, Grave of the Fireflies deals with that as well, because Setsuko had stored food. And all that the stored food did was push his starvation into the future. It didn't get rid of the starvation. It just pushed it further into the future. And he and his little sister, you know, his mother died, his father died, and eventually his sister died, and it was just Setsuko all on his own. And his mother had health problems. His father was a soldier, actually a sailor, a naval officer, and his ship was blown up by the Americans, and he was killed. And Setsuko watched the atomic bomb hit in a city near him. And that may be what's in our future. It really hits home when you watch that and you think, this and he was just a 14-year-old kid. He didn't have any political ideas or anything like that. But, you know, he found himself, the family members wouldn't help him, friends wouldn't help him. And he was living in an air raid shelter, and I'm not going to give too much away, but this is, and watching his baby sister die. It's a really, really hard movie to watch. But you need to watch it. And like I say, sometimes I get a movie and on my computer and I just watch it. And then I get so, I usually go out in the garden and dig furiously for days, to the point where it hurts. Because it actually hurts my body to dig, because I have rheumatoid arthritis through my whole body. So it's not like I'm a young, fit, strong. I am strong, but it's not like I'm. It's not like I'm 20 anymore. You know what I mean? But I know that if I don't dig, and if I don't plant, and if I don't cultivate my ground, and if I don't get food growing, I'm going to starve. And it's going to be me having to watch my children starve. Maybe. So I don't want that to happen, so I'm cultivating the food now. This is the only difference between me and all of you out there in the class is I know what's coming. And it scares the pants off me. It really, really does. Because even if I'm doing all that I can do, I'm living in a country where most of the people are not. And I'm going to have to watch while everybody around me, you know, is in a desperate condition because of their own ignorance. And one thing that Sets the Code does is he has to steal from market gardens to get him and his sister something to eat. And one of the market gardeners beats him up, you know, because he doesn't want to starve either. And he has to make a living for himself, and he can't just have random people wandering onto his land and eating all of his food. You know, and the terrifying thing is that maybe if I, you know, when I get to the position where I am, you know, producing a good amount of food, which is, you know, it is happening now, but more so in the future, that it'll be me having to fend off people wanting to sneak onto my land and eat my food. You know, and that's, I'm readying myself for that day too. That's not going to be very comfortable. But what can you do? You've got to look after yourself and your kin, first of all. And then your friends, and the rest of the world can look after them.
I've had COVID four times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had two clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$50,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth is with us. Gwyneth, do you have an update on the book Letters to Vincent?
Yes. Yes. I'm right at the point of uploading it to Amazon. And I've done the cover design. And I'm just doing the final tweaking on the PDF before uploading it. So the PDF will be uploaded in the next day or so, and I actually uploaded the PDF this afternoon, and then I was doing the final checking, and I found that there were problems with it. I had to go through back to the doc, to the Word document, and do some more editing. Because the change, the things that had gone wrong in the conversion to PDF were absolutely unacceptable to me. So I had to go back and change them. And, I could not have published it. So, but probably tomorrow I will be able to upload the PDF to Amazon. I've done the cover design. The cover looks great. I have the ISBN number, and it's 99.9% there. But I want to have it absolutely perfect. I don't want there to be one little thing where people are going to go, oh, my gosh, look at that. That obviously, she missed it. Do you know what I mean, Vincent?
Yeah, I do. Yes.
I've been busy.
I know what this is like.
Yeah.
I've never written a book before, but now I'm in the process. And you know, Gwyneth, I'm writing about 30 lessons a day for the book, and that's a small number. It's a small number of lessons, and I'm taking pictures like crazy, adding all kinds of thoughts, and I get back to that point where Mrs. Finelli said you're never going to finish, and. But she thought, she's right, because I keep making the book bigger and bigger. So at some point I'm going to stop, okay? And we're going to, well, so what do? I have to get you the book. Arjun's working on the website, and we pulled the plug on USA Prepares for President. But, so tomorrow I want to share with the class the book, this book of lessons. I used to call it tips, but it's lessons. And so Kyle and I are going to do lessons tomorrow. and he's going to add commentary, or he's going to interview me. I'm really not sure. We're going to find out together tomorrow. But we're going to go through automotive, one of the automotive chapters, maybe two tomorrow. But there are hundreds, maybe 400 or 500 lessons in just that little arena. And we're going to go through them. We're going to teach you tomorrow. But I wanted to say this, Gwyneth. So you can, we'll be able to find your book in a couple of days on Amazon. And I'll make the announcement as soon as I hear from Gwyneth. So it'll be before next Wednesday. But it's a big undertaking. Gwyneth, one of the people I am close to had a job interview with a major company, and you all have heard about this company. There's no one who's not heard about it. Nobody. You've all heard of this company. And the interview process is real simple. You take an online test, and if you pass that, you take another online test, and if you pass that, then you go to where you're interviewed by the telephone or via Zoom, and then there's a team interview by Zoom, and then you get down to the wire where you're like one of the last couple of candidates, and then they ask you this question. Quote, I'm not kidding, quote, who is your favorite Disney character and why? End quote.
Oh, no.
You know, if I were asked that question, you know, I might be tempted to say something. I like the story about the three homos. I mean, what kind of a question is that? Who is your favorite Disney character and why? These are the people.
Davy Crockett.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Right. Right.
I would say Davy Crockett because he was somebody who went out there and did stuff and lived in the backwoods and made a difference.
That's exactly right. Davy Crockett.
Everybody forgets about Davy Crockett. Mm-hmm. I have not heard anybody talk about the Disney movie about Davy Crockett since I was a kid. That's a fantastic movie, and I reckon that should be homework. That is one Disney movie that should be homework for everybody in the class. Davy Crockett.
And the interesting thing is, I couldn't pass that test because I really didn't pay much attention to Disney. How about that?
Yeah.
So I would have made something
up. Grizzly Adams. Grizzly Adams.
Mm-hmm.
I still love Grizzly Adams. That's another movie I've got on my computer. Life and Time of Grizzly Adams.
Yeah. And the reason I mentioned the three homos is that seems to be where Disney's going. They're going toward perversion. They absolutely are. They're celebrating ignorance and perversion. Gwyneth, thank you so much.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.